It's episode 201, and we've got plugins for WooCommerce Quick Checkout, Landing Page Generation, Event Management, Contact Form Sliders, and a new way to simulate user roles. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And coming to you from the great wet north where the monsoons have arrived, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it's very wet up here. We seem to have some nice warm tropical storms bathing the southwest coast of Canada.
Well, it's all clear here now, nice and sunny.
Well, we needed more water. That way we can sell it all to you when you get dry and thirsty.
We'll take it.
All right. Well, we have the usual great show lineup for you here today. Don't forget, off the top, we got the usual stuff for you. You can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher or in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
Yes, those reviews greatly help out. We are currently in the top 3 in the U.S. iTunes store, so every little review helps. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. And also remember, you can go to our website, WPPluginsA2Z.com, and sign up to our mailing list. We've really grown the subscriber base there, and we've got a lot of special exclusive content that we don't talk about on the show or the website. So please feel free to join our mailing list.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix their broken websites or when they're left in a lurch and they need to get something corrected that was left behind. I can handle that for you also. So if you're looking for emergency support or some great consulting, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And remember, we've got that special GoDaddy promo code. You can use promo code PLUGIN149 and get $1.49.com domains. That's GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149 at checkout.
All right. And, well, we don't really have a whole lot of news this week, do we? It's pretty quiet on the front after our big blowout last week for the episode 200.
Yeah, we're still having our after-party hangover from show 200. So, yeah, we got a short, sweet show, but definitely a lot of cool plugins for you this week.
We'll jump right into the meat and potatoes for you. So, off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got for you this week is a premium plugin. It was submitted to us by Brian Pohl, and this plugin is called Contact Form Slider. And I'm not one to always look at contact forms. I've pretty much settled on my favorite contact form plugin. But this one here kind of piqued my interest because what it does is it allows you to assign a contact form to each specific user on your site. If you've got multiple users, multiple authors, and you'd like them to be able to get contact direct instead of having to go through the usual rigmarole, this is a great plugin for you. It allows you to create custom contact forms for each individual user and then assign that contact form on a per post basis using shortcodes. And it works pretty sweet. It's pretty decent for layout, easy enough to use. You know, all in all, decent plugin. I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. Contact Form Slider.
So what makes it a slider?
Well, it slides out from the side of the page. It puts an icon on the side of the page and they click on it and out it comes. And it's got
that, like side slide or something like that. Interesting. Well, John, recently I've been involved in a project for a client that involved taking a PSD Photoshop design, just a basically a graphic, and converting that over to a PHP landing pages page. And boy, there were so many issues that I wish I could have just dropped this template into WordPress and run Gravity Forms through this instead of just this PHP form going into a custom CMS and all that. So in searching for a solution to use WordPress as my platform, I found this plugin called Grid. Now, it's kind of a container landing page editor, which allows you to drag and drop different boxes and containers and modules into a really nice interface to make a landing page that doesn't necessarily conform to the theme. So it's outside of it. I found the interface very handy, very easy to set up, and I'm still in the process of completely converting this old PSD file into the Grid format, but so far, so good. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Sounds like it could be very useful. Okay. The next plugin I got for you is also a premium plugin. This one was sent to us, submitted to us by Michaela Cicini. Michaela Cicini, I think that might be how it pronounces. If not, I've butchered it, and I'm sorry about that. It's called Divas Cookies. And what it's for, if you're a developer in the EU, then you know you have to make your site compliant with the EU cookie law. And there's multiple ways of going about it. I think I covered an EU cookie plugin a long time back when the law first came into effect. But this one here is a pretty nice, easy one. It gives a nice, fancy way of displaying that notice that needs to be up on the website that in the EU we use cookies, and then a link to the cookie policy that you have for your website. And this gives you a nice way of, you can display it with fancy slide-in, slide-out twirls, or pretty much any way you want. All in all, pretty decent little plugin. It's pretty straightforward. You just set it up, add in your proper coding and your link to your policy, and away you go. So check it out. It's called Divas Cookies, and it is a premium plugin, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Nice. Yeah, that is a solution. Do you know what the laws are, you being in Canada and me here being in the U.S.? Do we have to comply with something like that if we're doing transactions or business within Europe?
I'm not really certain about that. I just assume that I live in Canada, I have to comply with Canadian laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the way my business works. I know that some laws cross the borders, but not all of them. And the EU cookie law, I think, is specific to websites based there where their business is based in the EU. I believe. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a lawyer. I only play one on TV.
Yes. I just don't know the specifics of it. I've never had to implement such a plugin on any of the WordPress installations that I've used. All right. Well, one thing, if you do a lot of different roles on your sites, and I'm talking about user access levels, it's often difficult to really see what that specific person sees without having to log in as them.
Yes.
And then go and do the test. This new plugin called Test User Role is actually kind of a user role simulator where when you log in and you get that howdy screen up on the bar, you can actually click that and then decide which user role you'd like to be to experience the site. And so it presents you with that complete package of what that role will see as you navigate and go around into the different aspects of the website. Now, this is great for testing out membership plugins, e-commerce plugins, seeing if someone was a previous customer, if there's specific content that goes to them, those kinds of things. So it's really good in troubleshooting and auditing your site and just testing it from a user experience level. It's called Test User Role, outstanding plugin, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's very nice. That can actually be quite useful. I know I was working recently on a project that we had to do just such a thing, log in and log out, but that could save a ton of time.
I would say if you've got at least 3 different types of user roles, then something like this would really make sense as far as your initial testing phase.
Yeah, this site had 7, so.
Right.
All right. The final one I've got here, this is an events calendar plugin. I'm in the process of prepping up a presentation for events calendars, so I started checking out some of the events calendars I've never looked at. This one is a simple one. It's called Events Manager. And while it wasn't exactly what I wanted, it's a pretty good basic Events Manager plugin. It does have a freemium version, so if you buy the premium modules for it, you can actually set up events, take money from them, book them through PayPal and other payment processors. Plus, they add a couple other features for it. But in its base form, direct from the WordPress repository, it allows you to set up a nice clean event. It's got a great calendar, or not calendar, a nice Google Map integration into it. It sets up nice and clean. It sets up its own events page. All in all, it's a pretty decent one, pretty straightforward. Gonna have to dig into it a little further to see how it works. I couldn't get to, for some reason, my internet was giving me grief when I was examining this, and I couldn't get to their website to check out the documentation. But all in all, great little plugin. Give it a medium of the road, 3 Dragon rating. Check it out, Events Manager.
I use the pro version of this.
Oh, do you?
On a client site. And I'll tell you, it's clunky.
Is it? Oh, well, that's
it's
too bad.
It's clunky. And see, I use it for actually selling tickets to the events with an add-on plugin to it called Woo Tickets.
Ah.
It works in WooCommerce, so you can actually buy tickets to the events. It does work, and it does do the tickets. And I'll tell you, the one kind of cool thing about the ticket add-on aspect of Events Manager is that you can check people into the event with like an iPad or something like that by logging into the backend admin. And as people come in, you can just check them off on the users list as being checked in, which is pretty cool.
All they need to do is integrate it with a scanner and be even easier.
Yeah, an iPhone's like a QR code that would actually
a QR code scanner
trigger that. Hey, that's a plug-in idea for somebody out there. All right, well, let's wrap it up, John. I've got one final plugin here to talk about, and it is WooCommerce related, actually. One thing that I've found with, and in fact, it's with the ticket process that I just spoke of. One thing that is really irritating is that when someone is ready to buy, and especially when it comes to tickets, they select how many tickets they want. They select, let's buy them. And it then takes them to a cart or just adds them to the cart.
Yeah, you've got to walk through the process.
Yeah, and you've got to coax them to get back into the cart again and check out. Well, this plugin is called WooCommerce Quick Buy, and it adds a quick buy button in a single cart page in WooCommerce. So when the user clicks the button, it actually adds them to the cart and they are automatically redirected right to the cart page to check out.
Nice.
So this is kind of shuffles them right through the gift shop, so to speak. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That can be very useful. I just picked up a WooCommerce site recently that has to be some cleanup done to it. So, hey, I like that. That'll help them out. All right. Well, I covered up in this episode Contact Form Slider, which I gave a 4 to, Divas Cookies, which I gave a 4 to, and Event Manager, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about Grid, the landing page creator in WordPress. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Test User Role, which I gave a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about WooCommerce Quick Buy, which I also gave a 4 out of 5.
And, of course, a little bit of a commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, time to change. Check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. Check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And I want to thank everybody for trying out GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30, which saves them 30% on any new products at GoDaddy. That's like hosting or SSLs or any of those kinds of things. I just got the report for last month, and I can see that a lot of people took advantage of that. So thanks again, and please spread the word about GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30 to save 30% on any hosting plan.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, please stop in at iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio and give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch, and remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Hehehehe